You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, welcome back to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, your pal, and we are coming to you live from Radio Park here in Racine, along with Calvin B. on the boards right now. If you want to be part of that conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also leave a comment on the live stream. Where are we live streaming? Well, I'm glad you asked. We are currently on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we in this house still call Twitter. Still lots coming ahead, including at 10:35 after the bottom of the hour news. We've got an interview with Hellcat Tattoo in Madison, their owners and employees talking about opening up a shop. It's an all-female run shop. It is wonderful. I talked to them about this. This is a pre-recorded interview, but we're happy to have them on the show today, talking about not only what they do, why they open the shop, but how they are a part of the community, giving service to their community, which brings us to our next guest. Talking about service of the community, we are speaking with the executive director of Serve Wisconsin. Kyle Clower is on the show this morning. Kyle, welcome so much for being here. We really appreciate your time. And how are you doing today? Let's start there. Let's start with an easy one. How are you doing today?
Doing great today. Thank you so much for having me on this morning and giving me the opportunity to share about the wonderful work that our programs do across the state.
Excellent. Well, let's start right there. Tell us about Serve Wisconsin, its mission, its history. Tell us about what you do with this organization.
Sure. Thank you so much. So Serve Wisconsin is the common name for the Wisconsin National Community Service Board. We were created in 1994. And what happens is when the U.S. government created the AmeriCorps program in the 90s. It had come out of a kind of bipartisan history of President George H.W. Bush had his 1,000 points of light and a national service focus. And then during the early parts of the Clinton administration, they created the what's now known as AmeriCorps. And so when they did that, each state, the goal was for each state to create a commission to help in the administration of the programs, to help with the selection of the programs, because we would best know what local needs are and what's going on in our communities versus having everything come down from one national program. So what we do is we help administer and do the monitoring and support for AmeriCorps programs throughout the state, and then have the other mission of just promoting volunteerism and service in general throughout communities.
And so that I love hearing that, because like AmeriCorps is, you know, speaking of, I have some friends who have done AmeriCorps. That's you sign up. Can you give us, I don't allow me to butcher the mission of AmeriCorps. Can you tell us what AmeriCorps is? I feel like that's a word that's very much in the common language, but it might not be something everybody understands as far as volunteering versus this is a program you signed up for and it's opportunity for growth and learning throughout the country.
Yeah, exactly. So I think a lot of people are familiar with the Peace Corps created in the 1960s, where you go and you commit to do service abroad for a few years. With AmeriCorps, the creation is you're doing dedicated service at nonprofits, the goal of helping communities improve in a variety of different ways. So when you're doing AmeriCorps, people think of young people that sign up to do a year of service and sometimes a year more, where you might be doing tutoring in a school, you might be doing conservation work, building houses, helping at health clinics, doing these pieces. And really, it's a program for folks of all ages. Well, folks that are throughout life in the middle of changing careers, that have retired and want to still give back and want to do something on a more long-term basis. And so you commit and you're serving with an organization. You are receiving a living allowance while you're serving. At the end of your service, you're eligible for a Siegel Education Award from the federal government that helps pay for either college tuition or pay off federally approved student loans. And so it's a really structured service program. You'll know, you might say, I'm going to go and I'm going to serve this year and be doing work doing literacy tutoring, or I'm going to serve just a summer term up at Easter Seals Camp in the Dells, helping kids and adults with disabilities have an accessible summer camp experience, or I'm going to be doing a conservation crew. So there's a ton of different things you can do, but it's that piece where you're giving a dedicated period of your time and you're making a difference in the community through these different organizations.
Really quick, Kyle, you said this is an opportunity available to people of all ages?
Yes. So with AmeriCorps, people often think of it as just younger folks.
Yeah.
There's one national program that travels the country doing a lot of like disaster recovery and conservation work. That one is dedicated just to 18 to 24. But every other program, if you are 17/18 or older, you can serve and do. And so we'll have folks that may be retired teachers that want to retire full-time from the classroom, but still want to be actively working with students day to day. And so they'll do literacy tutoring and math tutoring or support mm-hmm. there, or folks that are doing something else and they want to serve at different nonprofits.
That I honestly like, that's mind blowing to me, because as you stated, you know, when I thought AmeriCorps, and all my friends who did AmeriCorps were all in college, and I thought, oh, that's a 18 to 22 year old thing, and it's, you know, it's great and it serves a purpose, but I didn't know. And I think that's important for the listeners to hear right now, is that, you know, especially for retired folks, there can be a place of, all right, I'm retired, now what? You know, I don't want to sit in my house all day, but these are programs they can take part in if they want to be of service in their community, using, you know, maybe retired teachers or something like that, using their expertise yeah. to help others. That's fantastic. And I could talk about that all day long. What is the state of AmeriCorps right now in Wisconsin? I'll touch on it very briefly, just because I never want to make these kind of conversations political, but the facts are what they are. There was funding problems with the federal government. The governor of Wisconsin awarded, I believe, $9.3 million. Where are we at right now with AmeriCorps in Wisconsin as far as funding and just the mission overall?
Yeah, so I'll give you kind of a background. So the $9.3 million is federal funding okay. that the governor announced. So our gotcha. board is appointed by Governor Evers, or there we have some members who are appointed by Governor Walker as well. So our board is a board of community members across the state that represent different backgrounds and interests from the service community, the business community, from education, other places. And so that money came to support 20 different AmeriCorps programs that are doing work in counties throughout the state, as well as supporting our Volunteer Generation Fund grant, so our AmeriCorps programs are those programs I just talked about, where people are out mm-hmm. doing that active service. Our Volunteer Generation Fund, we often can do mini grants and small grants to nonprofits to help support volunteerism in general throughout the state. And so that's another piece that's another part of our mission. Most of our mission focuses on those AmeriCorps programs, but mm-hmm. that's another component as well.
Now, if you're just joining us, by the way, we are speaking to Kyle Clower, the executive director of Serve Wisconsin. We're talking about what Serve Wisconsin does for the community, for Wisconsin, the AmeriCorps program. But now let's shift for a moment away from AmeriCorps. And there is also, with your group, just opportunities to find ways to volunteer in their communities. And what do people do? To find those opportunities, and maybe what are the things that people maybe face challenges in deciding how to give their time? You know, how do you help people with those decisions and find the right place for them?
So one of the pieces we do is we partner with the United Way of Wisconsin, and there's a website called volunteerwisconsin.org, mm-hmm. and it'll just full written out. You can go there, you can find, and then what happens is all of the local United Ways and volunteer centers, any volunteer project organization that wants to post projects where they need volunteers or where they are, people can actively then go look to find service opportunities, can go there and they can match up and find those opportunities, because that's the real pieces. There's the folks that are able to give a long-term project, that service, but there's also people that may have a particular interest. Maybe they really care about work with animals or doing food security or helping people with housing insecurity. Mm-hmm. And you can go in and you can look up exactly, search the county you want to go to, search the date you're looking for, and find those opportunities. And that's a big part of our goal, is just to find, how do you promote the opportunity to serve and make a difference, whether it's through one of our programs or mm-hmm. just a local one-off community opportunity.
Yeah. We have a wonderful senior producer here. Tucker is our senior producer, and he is a former AmeriCorps member himself. And I want to ask this on behalf of him, as they put in our notes. You've already spoken about the benefits of what you do to the state. Are there programs, are there things that are needed more? There are services that are needed more through volunteering that, you know, the state could use people's help on that you're really seeking out to fulfill those roles that people can listen now and maybe reach out and give their time and expertise towards? Is there something that you like, we were looking for this, and if you can help, please do so.
I think as far as our program is concerned, we're always looking for folks throughout the different programming. I wish there was something direct, but if you're interested in education, you want to try to make a difference in student lives, we have programs throughout the state that are doing literacy and math tutoring. If you are passionate about outside, there are folks that we have multiple conservation crews and we're looking for folks.
Yeah.
We have folks that are, I think you said you're in Racine, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we have folks that are serving at the Racine Zoo doing then science education in schools all throughout the Racine area. And so it really can depend on, it's finding that interest where it's not like that. If there's something you want to explore, it's also a good way to get that background experience. Because one of the great pieces about AmeriCorps, especially for folks that are just out of high school, just out of college, is you can take on a challenge in a service area there. Maybe I want to be a teacher. We have a lot of folks that want to go into the medical field that'll serve in clinics for a year. Mm-hmm. People that want to do other pieces. And you find that way that you can explore the piece. You get a lot of leadership training and other training. And a lot of hands-on experience that lets you figure out, this is what I really want to do. Or I know that's what I thought I want to do, but this isn't the field I necessarily want to do. I want to go this direction instead. And so it becomes a great way for doing a lot of career development as well.
I think that's fantastic too, because, you know, especially in today's day, well, no, honestly, Kyle, it's not even today's day and age. It's the age old thing of, I can't get a job without experience. I can't get experience without a job. And these are maybe opportunities where you can find that experience. And then one, you're giving back, which is fantastic, but also it can go on a resume. And I think too, it allows, especially when we're talking about young people, that opportunity to find out what they really want to do. And this is a far separate conversation, but I feel that, you know, 18 is a very young age to tell a child or insist a child say, hey, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? AmeriCorps volunteering can give you that opportunity to find your passion and your love. I mean, a friend of mine joined AmeriCorps and he signed up for Habitat for Humanity. As far as I know, he still works for them years later. So there are those places and opportunities to really find your heart and passion. And if it's rooted in volunteerism and it's rooted in service, I think that's all the better. And Kyle, I will put Serve Wisconsin as well as Volunteer Wisconsin in our show notes today. So if anybody's listening and they want to check it out, they can go to civicmedia.us/shows. We're still posting under Matt Nair on Air for now. That'll be changing soon. But you can go there and find links to find out more about this information, whether you want it for yourself, pass it on to a loved one. But this is really, it's community-based, but it's also goal-based, and it really can help people get out there and help and learn for themselves. But we have a very special day coming up next Monday. Dr. Martin Luther King Day is coming up, and we're going to speak to Kyle on the other side of the break of what that means for the country, but also what it means for service, what it means for you and how you can be a part of that day and what it is intended as far as being part of your community. But more on the way with Kyle Clower. I cannot talk today, Kyle. It's not your name. It's all me today. Kyle Clower is the executive director of Serve Wisconsin. We're going to be talking more about being a part of your community and servicing your community on the other side of the break. If you have any questions, comments, no complaints. Who complains about volunteering? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC is the number. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome, welcome back to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach, along with Calvin B on the boards. We are coming to you live from Radio Park here in snowy Racine. Drive safely, drive logically. Red lights are not a suggestion. If you want to get in touch with us, you can call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Still ahead after the 10:30 break, we have the owners and employees of Hellcat Tattoo in Madison, a wonderful shop located all female-owned. Wonderful discussion we had with them about not only the history of their shop, but also how they, too, service in the community, how they provide help and just be good stewards of that neighborhood that they are in. But more with that after the 10:30 news. And of course, this shouldn't be a thing. Today it is the Monkeying Around edition. And then after me, don't go away. Stay around. Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. We got John and Gordy from 2 to 5. And then from 5 to 8, Mr. Pete Schwaba with Nightlight. So lots of great programming ahead. Wonderful that you are here today. Wonderful to have Kyle Clower here today. He is the executive director of Serve Wisconsin, and we've been talking about what their mission is, the AmeriCorps program, which they are in charge of here in Wisconsin. Found out that you don't have to be of a certain age to be a part of AmeriCorps. It's not just high school and college, and it's not just people my age of 40-something-year-olds, it's fine. I'm 48. I'm not trying to hide that. But also, Kyle, during our secret show, which you can catch if you watch the live stream, you talked about another program. You don't run it yourself, but you wanted to give a shout-out to this group. It's AmeriCorps Seniors, correct?
Correct. So AmeriCorps Seniors they have three different programs. One's called RSVP. It's Retired Seniors Volunteer Program. Mm-hmm. And that is just for folks 55 and older. They're all throughout the state. There's huge programs in All Corners is a big one in Racine, for example. There's a huge one here in Dane County. A lot of these are over 50 years old, and they're just doing volunteer work at tons of locations throughout the community. There's also programs called Foster Grandparents, where mm-hmm. folks are working with young folks on a school level, often people that are on, that it's not folks that are getting direct services, but these are folks who could use assistance that might be just above that level where you have to require reading intervention or math intervention, mm-hmm. and you can really help build up those kids that don't necessarily can't get that. And then there's also a senior companions program that helps with seniors helping seniors in a variety of ways. And so huge thing throughout the state. There's a ton of the folks. There's like 7,000 folks that volunteer with these programs every year. So a big shout out to those programs and the work that all those volunteers are doing.
If there are any seniors out there who would like to volunteer their time to make me understand math, I'm happy to feed you and house you for a night because I still want to learn about logarithms, but it might be too late. But that's not the point. The point is we're talking about service here in Wisconsin, talking about how we can volunteer and be of service to our communities. And next Monday, the 19th, is it the 19th? Because I've been getting everything wrong today as far as address. Yeah, you're okay. Trust yourself, Greg. The 19th of this month, January the 19th, is Dr. Martin Luther King Day. It is also designated as a day, one of 2 days of service here in the country. What does Serve Wisconsin do on that day, on National Days of Service, to help, you know, put out the word in echoing the mission of Dr. Martin Luther King?
So our goal is to try to spread awareness about all the different projects that are out there. Mm-hmm. So some of our programs directly are doing that. We actually are helping support through our Volunteer Generation Fund grants. Some of those mini grants are going to some of those MLK Day projects. So for instance, up in Green Bay this year, they are packing different care packages that can support individuals in need. They're doing it at the Brown County Library, at the Central Library. I know that City or Milwaukee is working at a school in Milwaukee, and they are having a giant gathering where they're doing, usually what they'll do is repainting, doing a lot of like classroom and hallway and other cleanup and maintenance, other pieces that can't necessarily get done. But what our goal is to try to spotlight and share as much about the different opportunities that are out there for folks to go there. So for instance, I'm hoping this year to be actually up in Green Bay mm-hmm. to help support that program, since it's one of the ones that through one of our VGF grants, and really want to help support the program. And so you'll have a lot of folks turn out for pieces all over the state. And so people can look online, that Volunteer Wisconsin website. You can look locally on United Way websites, or just Google MLK Project Near Me. And the best part is the whole legacy of service that Dr. King provided about anybody can be great because anybody can serve. If you can't serve on MLK Day, you can serve any day of the year. So if it's something that I get it, for sometimes it's hard for me when I have younger kids where some of the service projects may not have kid project pieces to it.
Yeah.
There may be other pieces where you can find ways to give back on other days in other ways. The other big national day of service is 9/11 day of service. Congress designated that as the other big day of service. But look at that as a big focus nationally this year is we're celebrating the 250th anniversary of our country. If you're using Declaration of Independence as your start date. And so when you have that is one of the big missions from the AmeriCorps 250 the America 250 organization is to try to make this a year of service and to really dedicate. They're trying to track volunteer hours of the country and really have people dedicate their time as a year of service. And so that's kind of where people can look and find ways to give, not just on MLK Day. Say, service is amazing, whether you want to serve with one of our programs as a recovery coach, help folks in recovery from substance abuse, or helping homeless and runaway youth, or like I said, helping students, helping folks at free and charitable clinics, or you're doing individual service one day at a food pantry for MLK Day, or just because you have the 2 hours to give and you want to help your community. All of that is important, all that matters, because it makes us a better and more united community.
You know, my question was, what is Serve Wisconsin's mission in 2026? But I think you just completely answered that question. Good work, Kyle. That's why you're the executive director. Kyle Clower is the executive director of Serve Wisconsin. Kyle, all of that information, your website, as well as Volunteer Wisconsin, will be in the show notes today. If you want to check that out, folks, if you want to find out more, go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look under Matt and Aaron Air. We're still posting there, but you can find out all about Serve Wisconsin. Kyle, thank you so much again for your time today. We really appreciate your expertise on the matter. And we, you know, come on back if there's anything to report.
That'd be great. And just thank you for letting us share about the difference people can make in the wonderful miracle programs we have.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. When we come back, we'll be speaking to the owners and employees of Hellcat Tattoo in Madison about their shop, being small business owners, as well as how they give back to the community as well. That's all coming up after the 10:30 news. Don't go anywhere. Grab some snacks. Grab some water. Stay hydrated. You're listening to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. Stay tuned and stay close. Welcome back to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I am your friend, your pal. I'm fired up. It's Friday. I'm happy you're here with us, along with Sweet Cal B on the boards. We are coming to you live from Radio Park here in Racine. Snowy Racine. Again, if it's snowing where you're at, please be mindful of the roads. Drive carefully. Drive logically. Red lights are not a suggestion. They are law. Go to 511wi.gov for more information on road conditions, whether you are looking for closures, construction, accessing cameras to see what they look like right now. But 511wi.gov is the place for you to go on days like this. After the break, to close out the show, this shouldn't be a thing. Smoking in the Boys Room Edition. I just renamed it Smoking in the Boys Room Edition. There we go. I did it to close out the show. But then, of course, as I said, after us, it's going to be Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, John and Gordy from 2 to 5, Pete Schwabba from 5 to 8, and then still programming. And also, if you want to get the Civic Media app, listen to music too. It's all there for you. The Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. Now, time has come to premiere a brand new game. And first of all, Calvin, can you play some music really quick to intro the this is game music right here, Cal? That is Take It or Leave It. It's a brand new game we do on Fridays because we just decided it happens on Fridays at 10:35, where we take it or leave it and then may say why or why not. But to do this, to facilitate the game, the brainchild of the game, the brainchild of this entire show, I must say, because again, without him, I'm probably just sitting here going, what do you guys think? Is senior producer Tucker, everybody. Tucker, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm great, Greg. It's good to be on this side of it. Yeah. I'm usually in the background somewhere.
You're usually in the background. You're a shadowy figure making things happen. You are our senior producer. I'm just going to introduce everyone to you really quick. You are a senior producer. You are our showrunner. You make sure that when I walk in the room, I have things to talk about because, you know, I love the sound of my own voice, but it's less enjoyable when I'm sitting there going, hey, you guys know what really is cool? The original Star Wars. I mean, like the original 77. That would get boring after a while. So you are here to make sure we stay on track, stay on course, and you are very much appreciated and enjoyed and loved here on the show here on Civic Media. So thank you. See, I just did that. I just described you, your job, and gave you compliments. You're welcome.
I really appreciate all the words, Craig.
And he is blushing and he can't take a compliment. All right. All right. So we devised a new game. Every Friday, 10:35, we're going to play this game. And so this is the first one. And things can be retooled and reworked, but we want to do this. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. We're calling it Take It or Leave It. And what Tucker has done is, well, let me do this. You've prepared a list. What is that list, and what do you have planned for me then? Why don't you take it from there?
I mean, I know we're almost a week removed, but the Golden Globes, that's what this week or this list or what this theme of Take It or Leave It is. Of course, this is, we can evolve this as time goes on, but I just have a list of either names or themes or things that were kind of prominent during the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
So obviously it's going to be TVs and movies related. Mm-hmm. It has that.
And podcasts. Don't forget podcasts now.
Yeah. We will mention, which, man, coming from the podcast world, I don't know if that was the best representation. Like, podcasting's come a long way, and that's the podcast we put up as the Golden Globe. Like, I don't know. I have thoughts about that.
I have a lot of off-air, non-FCC compliant thoughts on that. So,
well, we can start there, but I have a different order, but we'll throw podcasts in, I'm guessing you'll leave it.
So you have a list, you're going to give me that, you're going to go one by one, and I will take it or leave it. You will have follow-up. Folks, if you want to be part of the game, you can be. We're going to say, leave comments on the live stream, or send us texts on your thoughts on the Golden Globes, what you thought was cool, not what you, as well as I did, go, what is that movie? Wait, what is that TV show? Wait a minute, when did that, how did it, huh? Then you just feel old and you feel your bones cracking from within, because it's just, that's how it works. All right, so let's get started. This is, and we're going to, and if this takes off, it's taking off. We're going to get some music and a thing, and it's going to be t-shirts.
Yeah.
But this is Take It or Leave It, Golden Globes edition. All right, take it away.
Yes, okay, for the first round or whatever of Take It or Leave It.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I thought, since you, I know you have like a comedian background, so I thought we should just start off here.
Yeah.
Nikki Glaser.
Glaser, like a donut. Glaser,
of course. Nikki Glaser, Take It or Leave It.
Take it.
As a host.
Take it as a host. I think.
Why?
I think that all of these award shows, at least the ones that are televised, like Golden Globes, Oscars, all of them should only have stand-up comedians as their hosts. And I will put in there, I will add, because they're not stand-ups by trade, they're not stand-ups in that way. Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Kimmel, like late-night people, will be great. Comedians should only be hosting, but I especially think stand-ups, because the writing process, and also you get like, when we talk about award shows of the past few years, like, yeah, we can talk about Billy Crystal. We can talk about, Johnny Carson hosting and whatnot. But we talk about Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes just lambasting and lampooning and roasting the industry they're giving awards out to. Nikki Glaser, I think, is in the same vein. I think Conan did an amazing job with the Oscars and took the stuffiness of the Oscars and made it accessible and very fun. But yes, Nikki Glaser, honestly, Nikki Glaser, take it for all, like whether it's the awards or anything. I think she is fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. She gets a lot of praise. I think she's great. And she does these quick jokes that I think hit well for that format.
Yeah.
Okay. Next,
this is item. Take It or Leave It. I'm just going to keep doing it. Sorry.
We're on Take It or Leave It.
Yeah.
Take It or Leave It. Timothy Chalamet. Take him or leave him as an actor. He won for best, I think, comedy.
Yeah.
Best actor. Comedy or
musical.
Musical.
Yeah.
Which, yes. Marty Supreme, which I have not seen yet, but I've heard great things. But yeah, would you take or leave Timothy Chalamet in general as an actor?
As an actor, I will take Timothy Chalamet. I will take him because I think he's a talented young man. He came off as a little pretentious at the awards because he felt snubbed by other awards he didn't win. But I also give him grace that he is a 29-year-old hot boy A-list actor. So I don't know what your opinions were like when you were his age, but you add money, fame, and those French cheekbones. I can't imagine that sometimes you're not going to embarrass yourself. So I will take Timothy Chalamet. I think he is funny, and I think he gets... I think that he doesn't take himself too seriously when it comes to things like award shows. Like he gets the joke. So that's good. So Timothy Chalamet, take it.
All right, taking it. Okay, so this is going to be like a rapid fire inside of the Take It or Leave It.
All right, let's go.
Like every award.
Hold on, I'm going to get my water, Calvin.
Yes, get hydrated. get hydrated. So a lot of every award shows always have, or TV shows and movies are based off of books, right?
Yes.
This year was no exception. We've got a lot of lit books.
Like they're lit. Like, man, that's lit.
Both. I think literature is lit. Yeah, so, you know, both are in that case. One of the oldest classics was reimagined this year for a Netflix movie, Frankenstein.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen that's a take for Frankenstein?
Yeah, absolutely. I will be very honest with the audience here. I did not see the movie. I did not read the book. But I will take it. But I will stop it, all right? We're not all as educated as senior producer Tucker here. I will take it because, one, it's Guillermo del Toro. It is Oscar Isaac. I feel like when it comes to that sort of production, that it's – I mean, I've heard nothing bad about it. I will watch it eventually, but, you know, my YouTube videos and Marvel movies get in the way sometimes. I'm sorry. I'm cultured. But, yeah, no, I will take it, and I will watch it. Take it. Frankenstein, take it.
Okay. Wicked. Wicked, which was a book once upon a time that became a play and is now a smash hit movie.
Well, it's a movie based on a musical, based on a book, based on another book with a bunch of books. I'm going to go ahead and take it because I have a low-key love for The Wizard of Oz, watched it as a kid. I know how much that movie, the play, means to my family and to my friends, and... I have not watched it because I said I would watch Wicked and Wicked for Good together, but that's also an investment of like 6 hours, and I need that time to sit down on a Saturday morning, start, grab some more water, Calvin, and invest. But Wicked, take it. Take it.
Okay. And then one more quick movie one or show. Slow Horses. Have you seen Slow Horses?
Is that the Apple TV Plus show? No, I have not. Well, I don't watch anything, apparently. I watch nothing.
Okay.
But I've heard amazing
things. I tried to go wide on the genre here.
No, yes, it's fine. Okay. It's fine. This is just exposing me as an uncultured buffoon. And that's fine. That's my doing. It's not your doing. In fact, if anything, that's investigative journalism on your part, Tucker. But... I will take it as well because that's a show that my wife and I have been talking about. We mentioned that show probably every few months going, we've heard it's really good. Let's start it. But then I feel like what happens with shows that are really good, I don't know if you've had this, where you say, all right, I'm going to watch like a couple episodes. And then they're like, what did you do yesterday? You're like, I watched 2 seasons. I did nothing. Yes. So that is on my list because I love Gary Oldman. So I can't see a downside to that. And I think that Apple TV Plus shows, while I have gripes with certain shows on their platform, they're really coming out with some good ones too. That's on the list. So take it.
Okay, taking it.
Like we need a take it and a leave it button too, like a, you know, a ding, 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 take or it. A wah, wah.
We'll work on that.
Yes, we will.
The production side of things. Okay, best song was Golden from the K-pop Demon Hunters, which is taking is a huge hit. K-pop Demon Hunters on Netflix would you take it or leave it? Maybe K-pop in general, but Demon Hunters specifically.
K-pop, take it. K-top. Okay. K-pop Demon Hunters, take it. Wow. I watched a few episodes. I thought it was really fun. Wait, K-pop Demon Hunters. That's a show, right? Not a movie?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
It's what, Kelvin?
It's a movie.
It's a movie. Okay. Never mind. I'm thinking of a different Demon Slayer show. But what I loved about K-pop Demon Hunters as far as the hype is how everyone just could, like, people who didn't want to like it loved it. And it just really made people smile and happy. And I love the fact that people involved are so excited to do it. So yeah, K-pop Demon Hunters, take it.
Okay. Well, that might, the last one, podcast, take it or leave it. Podcast award. Do we have that?
Podcast award. Leave it. Podcast. Take it. Cause they're a great podcast. Okay. But podcast awards, the Golden Globe, leave it. Goodbye. And that,
all right, well, that's where we'll leave it.
We're, oh, yeah. And that was the first inaugural premiere edition of Take It or Leave It. It was the Golden Globe edition. We're going to, I want to keep doing this every Friday, 10:35. When we come back, it's going to be This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Smoking in the Boys Room edition. Don't go anywhere. Thank you so much to Senior Producer Tucker for putting this together. You're listening to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. Stay tuned, stay fun, and stay close.
All right, thanks, Greg.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome, welcome back to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I am your buddy, your pal, your fired-up friend, because it's Friday, and we're happy that you're here with us today, along with Sweet Cal B on the boards. We are coming to you live from Radio Park here in Racine. You can always be part of that conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Just because the show is almost done doesn't mean you have to leave us. You can stick around because after us is Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. Then we've got John and Gordy in the afternoon from 2 to 4. They'll be talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. And then Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 5 to 8. He'll be talking to Up North News reporter Ellie Bordo, as well as Terry Barr from Civic Media, because it's Barr Band Friday where she shares her big picks of Wisconsin artists. So I got your whole day planned out for you. Again, if the weather is affecting you, if the snow is getting snowy and it's getting slippery, go to 511wi.gov. There you can find out all about road conditions to make sure you can drive safely. I don't know where we're at with the weather here. My phone says it's still snowing, but I'm in a room with no windows. So go, so trust me, I think it's still snowing, but go to 511.wi.gov for that information. You can download it to your device or look at your computer. That way you can drive safely and plan accordingly. Now, next week, got a lot of stuff happening. Next Monday, we're going to be talking to Maddie Schaefer, who is a reporter here at Civic Media, talking about the story she is working on, because Civic Media has just a whole bunch of wonderful local reporters here. If you want to find out more about the stories that concern us here in the community, in the state, go to civicmedia.us/news. You can find great reporting, award-winning reporting there. You can also find out about podcasts, and you can find out about our show by going to civicmedia.us. And it's just a great resource. You can also access that news by getting the Civic Media app on your phone as well. You don't just have to stream the shows. You can call or text, but you can also look at news. You can customize that app and find out what's happening through this wonderful reporting happening by people like Maddie Schaefer and Dan Schaefer and many others here at Civic Media. So that's going to be on Monday. Lots of other discussions next week, including talking about political science, talking about, also we're going to be speaking about what to do when you're looking to change careers, you're looking for a change in your life. How do you take those first steps? We'll be talking to a career advisor, but that's all happening next week here on Mid-Mornings and Civic Media. So make us part of your daily day. Like water, make sure you get some. Kelvin. All right, so it's 10:55. That means it's time for another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it right to me. Kelvin and too, but it would be right to me because it's greg.bach@civicmedia.org, civicmedia.us, greg.bach at civicmedia.us, whether it's a Tizbat idea, a topic, a guest. Love to hear from you. But again, greg.bach@civicmedia.us. Today, it is the Smoking in the Boys Room edition. This one comes all the way from China. This is scmp.com. The headline reads, China Mall installs glass windows on men's toilet doors that turn transparent when users smoke. A shopping center in southern China has installed special glass on the doors of men's toilet cubicles that become transparent when people smoke inside, winning applause online. So you go in there. I'm looking at this right now. There is a pictorial element to it. So you go in. There are windows. They are frosted over for privacy, but the moment you light up a cigarette, they go clear, so you can not only see the person smoking, but just then see them going to the bathrooms, which I guess is what we all want in the world. But the glass uses special technology that is normally opaque and cuts off the power in a few seconds after it detects smoke, making the glass transparent. The shopping centers ensure that the bathroom users are aware of the function with a notice on the door that says, "This glass will turn transparent if you smoke." Doesn't get much more transparent than that. Hold your urge to smoke if you don't want to become famous online. Oh, my God. I can't imagine smoking being that important where you risk doing that. But Calvin, what are your thoughts? I mean, I don't smoke anymore, and I've been able to not have to smoke in a bathroom. But I feel like this is, I don't want to say fun, but interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. I feel like cigarette culture in America has kind of been eliminated. There's still lots of people that chew tobacco or vape, but I feel like eliminating smoking cigarettes in restaurants and stuff has really done away with this kind of thing. So I don't know what the cultural significance of cigarettes are in China.
I believe it's big. I think the smoking is huge there.
I was gonna say, like, this is obviously not an accurate representation of a culture, but I've been playing the Yakuza video game series, and it's Japanese, obviously, and almost every single character smokes cigarettes. So as take that as you will with a grain of salt, probably.
I will. According to a very quick AI overview, over 300 million people in China smoke, where over half adult males smoke, though rates are declining slightly overall. But here's the question I have. Smoking, yeah, don't smoke in the bathroom. Don't smoke indoors. Just be mindful. You know, it can wait. Go outside. Do your thing. It's fine. Does the same thing happen when you vape? Because that's the problem. People vaping indoors. People vaping into their shirts very conspicuously. Do those bathroom doors go off if people are vaping? That's my question. And that's a question for another day, because that wraps up another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, Tucker, senior producer Tucker, who you all met today. You'll see him next Friday as well. Thank you, traffic department. Thank you, engineering. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of the conversation. We're really appreciative of that. Without those people, I have said before, I talk into a microphone that doesn't work about nothing. So because of those individuals, this show happens. Because of the callers, the texters, the people on the live stream, Cousin Debbie, I see you out there. Zins are on the rise now as well. Those are gross and disgusting. But without your viewing and listening and participating, there is no us. So we thank you for that. Lots more programming coming your way. Tom Hartman after the 11 o'clock news, but don't go anywhere. Still lots happening here on Civic Media. This is Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay tuned, stay warm, and stay close.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.